Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building.
Yeah.
Former member of Danity Kane.
She didn't like
that.
Your favorite. Your girl team.
Do you get tired of hearing that, former member of Danity Kane?
I mean, I am a former member of Danity Kane, mm-hmm. so I can't really be tired of it. I mean, but I do like to be called D Woods instead
right,
of former
D-Woods.
Member.
Well, you know.
But why they never invite you to the Danity Kane reunion, though?
You know what, Charlamagne? Look, I got this tea in my cup, and we ain't about to spill it all over this nice control booth here. I ain't paying for none of this equipment in here, so we're going to keep all the tea in the cup. But, you know, we had a lot of conversation about that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I love the things that you told me. You said, you know, why be real with fake people? You told me that out your mouth.
True indeed.
Oh, you so, called the other girls fake, Charlamagne? Girl, you trying to start something.
Girl,
you called them fake people? Okay.
All this girl I'm saying is so messy over there.
We know what we're talking about. Okay? Me and D know what we're speaking about over here.
But I was really excited, you know, to continue with my career. Mm-hmm. Things that I wasn't able to show in the group, I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. Expressing all of my talents. I'm a triple threat. And I also own my own record label. So,
right.
You know, I'm just moving up and moving on, you know.
Acting. So let's talk about that, because we did have Monique up here the other day.
Yes.
And she was talking about this independent film that she is producing. And you are starring in it as well, so let's talk about it.
It's called Black Birds, right?
Black Birds.
That's why you got the feathers on?
I have black feathers.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Not Black Birds. Black Birds.
It's just, well, you know, black people always got to put an S at the end. Right? You know.
You do it all the time, Emmy. You call Joe Button Joe Buttons.
Yeah.
You call
Meek Mill Meek Mills.
It is with an S, Woods.
Okay.
D Wood.
Yeah, but Black Bird, it's amazing, an amazing film. We had a screening here in New York last night at the Schomburg. Mm-hmm. Amazing response. I've seen the film about 5 times at different film festivals throughout last year, 2014. And I will have to say that the New York audience was like the best audience. Like they were into it. It centers around a young boy by the name of Randy Russo. Mm-hmm. And he's coming to terms with his true self. He's coming to terms with his sexuality. Mm-hmm. And it's a conflict because he's in a very small, conservative, religious town in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
His mother is played by Monique. His father's played by Isaiah Washington. And I'm one of his friends.
You're a preacher's daughter.
I'm the preacher's kid, so you know I get into some stuff, too.
Now, you live in Atlanta, so you probably see a lot of guys dealing with this sexual identity, having sexual identity issues.
Yes. And then I've been in the arts my entire life. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in dance companies, theater companies. So this is not new to me. I've seen them. They've come out to me. And I'm like, who you coming out to? I've been.
We all knew, yeah.
I'm glad you are now being honest, because now we all can be honest about it.
So you never was in Atlanta dating a guy, or not dating, but liked a guy, and wonder why he wouldn't give you no rhythm. And you're like, find out he was gay, and you'd be like, oh, that's why.
Well, that's not usually the problem. The problem is they do come after you, and mm-hmm. then you have to have your good gay friend, you know what I'm saying, to be like, uh-uh, girl, he was in the club last night, so, he's
right.
trade. That's the word that they use.
Oh, he's trade.
Trade.
What does trade mean? Let me ask
you. Act like you ain't never heard me use the word trade on this.
I have it.
I'm a nice piece of trade to some of these guys. Oh. These guys love me.
Okay.
The kids love me.
All right. Now.
Please, Charlamagne, please don't be trade. Please don't.
What does trade mean?
Let
me make sure I know the exact definition.
You're a piece of gay meat.
I need you to be one side or the other. When they're trade, it's like they're trading. They're going back and forth.
Oh, no, I ain't doing that.
Oh,
then.
I ain't trading.
I thought that was like a term for like a hot piece of ass or something.
No, it means in the daytime they wear their wedding ring, they go to their wife, and at night they are at the club.
Trading places.
I'm definitely not doing
trading
that.
Trading places.
No, I ain't doing that. Damn, I didn't say that was a nice piece of trade a few times.
A lot of times.
and you wonder why your followers went up.
Yeah, well, lying. I'm
them guys is like, okay, Charlamagne, but now, we need you to pick a side.
Now, how did you work with Monique? I heard she's so hard to work with.
Shut up.
Look at you. You know, she was just here. You ain't say that to her face, though.
That was the rumor that she was hard to work with.
No, Monique.
Any truth to that?
No, Monique is so gracious, so nurturing, so warm, and so generous. I was on her show, The Monique Show, when it was on BET, her talk show. Mm-hmm. She gave me a national, you know, television platform immediately after me departing from the group when I started Wood Grain Entertainment, and I got to perform, and I had a, you know, a couch interview. And, you know, that's like prime real estate for an independent artist to get on that platform. And it was so soon after, you know, my whole ordeal. And she gave me such good words of encouragement to just keep pushing forward, to not worry about the bull, you know what I'm saying? She was like, baby, everybody's not meant to be in a group. And I was like, okay. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, meeting up with her again on the set, she was the same way. You know, I walked in the first day I came to set. I walked in and she was in the middle of a very dramatic scene with her co-star, Julian Walker. Mm-hmm. And I had to watch her slap him in the face like 10 times.
Like retake. Retake.
Retake.
And he was taking it like a G. And I was just like, this is intense. I want to go back to the hotel and read my lines. But then as soon as they cut, you know, she, you know, broke her. Baby, hey, warm hugs and everything. So
she's very nurturing. She is like that. She got that motherly thing about her.
Absolutely.
Like a lot of hugs and kisses. Now, you used to intern here at Power 105.
I did.
Did you?
I did, yes.
That's
I was
how she
an intern.
You.
Yeah.
Our producer Cube. Who...
You interned for what show?
I was a promotion street team intern, but see, I was doing too much, and that's the reason why I got fired.
What you mean? You got fired
from being an intern?
They actually hired me.
Oh,
but
okay.
But that didn't last very long.
I was like, not a lot of interns get fired. We haven't fired a lot of interns.
What does doing too much mean?
Well, you know, Mark. Is Mark still here? Mark Rebecca?
Yeah, Mark's here.
He just got promoted.
He just got promoted.
Yeah. Hey, Mark. And he so lovingly fired me. I didn't even realize I got fired. But, you know, I was pursuing my dream. I was always asking for time off. I have an audition. I got rehearsal. And then finally... I came to him. I was like, Mark, I got a tour. I'm dancing for so-and-so on tour. I need a leave of absence. And he was like, okay, we'll just come in and we'll talk about it. And I was like, okay. So when I came in, he was like, okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take you off of payroll. And then when you're finished with the tour, just come back, let us know, and we'll talk about it. And I was like, is that the same thing as a leave of absence?
He said, we're going to take you off of payroll, delete you from the system.
He was like, yeah, yeah, that's the same thing. I was like, okay. And I just went right back out on my little promotions assignment.
Did they take your key card?
They did not. Oh. They did not take
my
key card. They
just deactivated it.
And then I was with my coworker, and they were like, what did he say? And I was like, well, he said this, this, this. And they were like, girl, if you don't go home, he fired you.
So you wanted to be a radio personality?
I didn't. I signed up for the internship because I knew I wanted to be on the radio.
Okay.
I wanted my music to be on the radio. So also in doing too much, you know, I'm a promotions, you know, intern, and then I was on the street team and everything, but I'm sitting in the sales meetings. I'm taking meetings with the music director, program director. I'm like walking around asking questions, like doing too much. So I was taking advantage of the, what do you do? Okay. And I was meeting all the personalities, you know, sign up for extra, you know, assignments.
You were actually doing what you're supposed to do as an intern.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, then I was doing what I was supposed to do.
What's up with Chanel?
Chanel is great. She has a new single out. It's called I Can Be Your Stripper.
Mm-hmm.
It is out now. Hey, Angela, you was on the mixtape. Nobody's
sure
Bitch Part 2.
Yeah, whenever Chanel comes to New York, you know, she be with me.
She ain't trying to leave Young Money yet with all the BF they got going on?
You know what, Charlamagne? Look what...
Chanel just
do sip that tea.
Chanel just do her own thing, though. You know, that's what you got to do, I think, when you sign to any label. Everybody got to build your own buzz and keep it going.
Yeah, but we were actually out with Wayne on some of his Sorry for the Wait tour dates. So, I mean, they're family and they ride or die. So I don't know what's really going on with that, but I just hope for the best because I know how it is breaking from a big machine.
How come y'all ain't never tried to do a group together?
Me and Chanel? Mm-hmm. Oh, we are a group. We're sisters.
And that's as far as it goes.
That's it.
We're sisters. We've done so much together. Uh-huh. We wore the same. We were twins for a long time in our life because our mother just bought the same clothes. There's two of everything. Bam. Mm-hmm. But then I started growing taller. As you can see, I'm a little taller than Chanel.
Right.
So I can't wear the same stuff anymore.
Why are you ducking the fade from Aubrey, though?
He said you're ducking the fight from Aubrey.
The fade
from Aubrey.
I know, but I had to say fight. Oh. She wouldn't know fade, man. I said fight.
Oh. Is there a fight? There's no fight.
Y'all don't get along, right? Aubrey O'Day?
I mean, I don't speak to them, but I wouldn't say I don't get along. I just don't.
It ain't gonna be no physical fight again.
I've never been in.
No,
a
I'm
physical
just kidding.
Don swung on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know.
I never understood why you and Don didn't have a relationship, being the only black girls in the group. You know what I mean?
Me either. Me either.
True.
What about Diddy? Do you still speak to him?
You practice this one.
Leave it back on you.
Do you ever still speak to Diddy though?
You know what? I have not spoken to him. But when I heard about Revolt, I reached out to him because he was in Atlanta for the BET Hip Hop Awards. I reached out and congratulated him. you know, through, maybe he'll reach out through an assistant.
You know, he got a list
maybe
of people.
Maybe he got it. Maybe he got the message.
He got a list of people that'll never air on Revolt.
Well, he going to hear it today. Hey, Pop,
no,
what's
it's
up?
You, Black Rob. Who else on this list? G Dep.
What?
There's a list of people that he doesn't want on his television show.
I was like, wow, that's a little petty.
Well, whatever.
She's not paying you no mind. She doesn't pay you. Well, maybe he'll reach out and congratulate you, though, for, you know, the new movie and everything.
That would be great, you know.
Did you audition or was it?
I did. Mm-hmm. I did audition. The story is crazy because, you know, sometimes these opportunities, you know, it's like the stars align and they choose you. So I was in L.A. I was, you know, auditioning for other stuff. It was also, you know, award season, Grammy time. And I'm just out networking. And I overheard another actor talking about the project. And I was like, what are you talking about? You know, and he's like, oh, it's this, da-da-da-da. He didn't know Monique was attached to the project yet, but he was like, oh, yeah, and there's probably a role for you. You should reach out to your agent. And I was like, I will do that. Thank you.
I bet he wish he never told you that. Did he get the part?
He did not. It's not like they were trying to get the, they weren't trying to get the same part, though.
He didn't get it. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways, so maybe the only reason why he was involved in it is so I can be involved in it. And, you know, I every time I see him in L.A., I'm, like, thankful to him because, you know, he gave me a little information.
What's his name? Shout him out.
His name is J.C. Jones. What up, J.C.?
Okay, there
and,
we go.
And he was also, he was a cast member of Glee and everything, so he's doing good.
Oh, yeah, he's okay.
Yeah.
So what else is next for you, D. Woods? I know you have your own independent label.
Yes.
You're doing your acting. So what is the next big thing for you?
Well, it's also still attached to this project, Blackbird. I teamed up with Patrick Ian Polk, our director, and his production company, Tall Skinny Black Boy. And
that sounds like a suspect. Tall Skinny Black Boy Productions.
Also, another one of our producers, Keith Brown, and they both reached out to me and said, "We heard you have your independent label. Can we, you know, put the soundtrack out through your label?"
You so like, hell yeah!
I was like, "Come on, let's do it." So the soundtrack will be out soon. The first single is dropping this coming Tuesday. So go see the movie on Friday because it's in theaters Friday in New York, L.A., Atlanta, San Francisco, and D.C. And then the first single, Find Your Way, will be on everywhere digitally on Tuesday. So
what do you think? What do you think you got to do to shake the I'm D. Woods from Danny to Candy thing? Because you do a lot. You was in Candy's play.
Yes.
What was the name of that?
A Mother's Love.
A Mother's Love. You're doing your acting thing. Like, what do you, when do you think people would be like, okay, this is just D. Woods?
I mean, I think it's just the more I do stuff and, you know, it's great that people recognize me from that. It's great that they were so attached to it. It's great that they liked what I did in that, in the confines of that group, because like I said, I wasn't able to really express everything. But, you know, everything comes in its own time. And the more I do, the more they see, the more they understand who D Woods is, you know, in full color.
Right.
And, you know, Justin Timberlake, of course, we don't say, oh, Justin Timberlake, formerly of NSYNC, because he's done so much. But, you know, Beyonce, formerly of Destiny's Child. But it's just the more you do, the more you do, the more you build up your, you know, resume.
What's the D stand for?
It stands for Da Bomb. Delicious.
Delicious.
Got him. That would be a hot name if you was a guy or for a porn name. D. Wood.
Ooh.
Well. Thank goodness I'm not a guy.
This guy is crazy. But we appreciate you joining us.
Well, I appreciate
and
you
thank
all
you for
having
exposing
me.
See the Trade up here with us.
You know,
first of all, I want y'all to know that I am very concerned about the fact that I've been using this term, not knowing what the hell I'm talking about.
See the Trade.
I really want y'all to know that I do not know what that I did not know what that meant. Okay.
The more you know, the better you are.
Yeah, I thought it meant like a piece, though.
If you knew better, you do better.
Like stud. You know what I mean? I didn't know Trade meant that.
It does.
But now you know.
I ain't trading places.
All right.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club, DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and the Trade, Charlamagne Tha God.
I know. I have a no trade clause. I have a no trade clause in my contract. Okay? I cannot be traded.
It's well, pick a side then.
Okay?
Pick a side.
Okay?
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.